I meant Chinese.
Check.
Check, check, mic check. Rex and the facts with Tex, Lex, and Bex. What's a Bex? A Bex is a Nex.
Flex.
Boop. Hold on, is it? Yo.
Speak into the mic.
Yeah, it is into the mic.
Like,
yeah.
Boop, boop.
No. Speak into the mic.
Can you hear me?
No. Actually, I can't hear anything.
Dude. Well, it's nice going through, so.
Huh. Normally, you know, you can hear coming out of the headphones.
It's recording now, so I keep talking. Technically.
Keep talking.
We are good.
Alright. Damn, that's loud. Okay. Alright. This is the way. What? I don't know. You had it. It's your phone. You had it.
I hate people do that.
You tell me where your phone is.
Only women do that. Only women do that. Get on my nerves.
Yeah, where's my phone?
I don't know. Hell, muscles know where it is. You had it. Yeah, you had it. And all you had to do is put it somewhere where you can find it. And all of a sudden, you can walk in the mirror. Yeah, I can't find it. I don't know what you did with it. Damn it.
So let's just get into this shit. You know what I mean?
Do it.
All right, what's the name of our show? Tell them.
I don't even know anymore.
What's the name of the show?
You
keep it live and in effects. Rex and effects with a text.
You didn't get the last thing I sent you on the PlayStation message, did you?
The who?
The t-shirt I did for PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
No, the new one I sent you. The new one.
I know, yeah. I read it, but I'm saying, what is it?
Oh, Boom Podcast. Going downhill since 2011.
Yeah?
There it is.
Oh, so I'm going to work on Chris's shirt today, since he won the challenge. So
what is he like?
He wants, I'm gonna give him the Boom Podcast shirt, but then he wants the slogan, now with 20% more racism.
He actually wanted that slogan.
Yeah, he wanted it. So we're gonna throw it on there. I'm gonna work it in there somehow.
See, so, you think my ideas are bad? My ideas are great.
Stella offered to help us out, do some shirts in Europe.
Yeah.
So we might, you know, maybe today. I mean, you know, we will
send some shirts to him in Europe and have him pass them out.
Huh?
Send the shirts to him and have him pass them out.
Well, he was on Twitter, and I guess there's a company out there, he says, that does real good with the shirts and stuff, mm-hmm. I guess at a fair price. So, you know, I was going to try to coordinate with him about that. And, here, like I said, here with the shirts, I can do them myself, or, you know, if I find somebody that do a good deal. But, you know, that's, you know, that'll be something.
But, you know, have you seen, there's actually a product you can buy to do them at home yourself. They're actually supposed to make really good t-shirts if you just have the logo.
We said the worst color we did by ourselves, the card guy in the cardboard box.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be more, okay, let's say more professional looking.
Yeah, they have like the film things that you can do and all that. Because I know that Redfield was telling us before, because she was doing something for the PlayStation show.
Mm-hmm.
So she was telling me about the different types and methods of doing the shirts,
yep,
that she was working on, and, you know, which ones kind of worked out good and which ones were kind of messy and stuff. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, in the long run, if we were to do, like, a mass thing, I think the easiest thing to do would be to get a company,
yeah, to do
hook them up, buy them 20 at a time or something. 20 Europe, 20 here, and just sit on those. We'll probably sell like 2 or 3 in each region, if that, and the rest of them will just rot away and mold up until we donate them, you know, once the podcast is dead in a couple of weeks. Welcome to the Boom Podcast. I am Steak Ata.
Yeah, you see.
And today we...
The hell did that come from?
There's a ghost.
Ghost.
In the room.
Paranormal Activity 4.
So last week, Yaizzle had the claim that the Boom Podcast was getting stale.
When did I say that?
You said that last episode.
It was getting stale.
It was along those lines.
If I said that, what I meant to say is not our fault. The gaming companies was making this podcast stale.
How?
Because they're garbage. Because I'm not supporting DS anymore. I'm not doing it.
It is not their fault that you don't play games, okay?
No, it is their fault. It is their fault. I'm not shelling
How's
out money.
How's it their fault?
Because I'm not shelling out money for a game where they cheat you out of their product.
Who's cheating you? Please tell me who's cheating.
Capcom. I love fighting games.
Capcom is the only games out there to play.
Yeah, Konami ain't got nothing good out right now. Ooh.
So there's no other company with no games that you want to play.
No.
There's no back catalog games you want to play.
No. Not for PS3, nope.
So what? Play a PS2 game.
How?
Go buy one.
I'm not going to show them money for a DS and all. If I'm going to have money, I might as well get a 3DS eventually.
Don't you already have a DS?
No.
What happened to both the DSs? You had like two
of them. One, they got stolen.
Both of them?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yanked. And I'm not going out there showing. I'm not putting any more stuff in that house than I need to be having there.
Just what about, okay, up. So you have a...
No, I'm not buying the PS2 to go play some back catalog games. No, all right. I've probably played all Nintendo games.
You can't possibly have played every Nintendo game.
It's called MU.
Okay, so play some emulation games. I don't condone the stealing of games, but most of those games are like completely out of whack anyway.
I condone it. Talk about those.
Okay, I think what's here is you're lazy, okay?
No.
I think that you are giving up on the community.
Yep.
You would rather talk about freaking frack.
Yep.
Okay. Government conspiracies.
Yep.
Prostitution.
Yes.
And drug smuggling.
Definitely.
Then video games.
True.
That's what I think.
That's what people want to hear.
Dude, question. Sidebar.
Segway.
Did you watch the last episode of The Last Airbender, the Avatar?
No, I haven't seen
it. Have you seen that shit?
I mean, I watched the season. You know what? I was watching it and they never got to the last damn episode and I was mad.
What? What do you mean?
I don't know what point I was watching it. I forgot what channel I was watching it, but I was watching the whole thing, and it just cut off at some point, started all over again. Never actually finished it. Now I'm not sure if they never actually finished it at that point when I was watching it, but no, I never actually got to the end of it.
What was the last part you was watching?
Oh man, I can't even remember. It's been a while. I know it was close towards.
Where they talk about the comet and shit.
Yeah, it was past that, and I think they either failed in stopping it.
Failed during the eclipse. Is that the one?
Yeah, I think that's where it was. Towards maybe in that area where I stopped watching.
Okay, yeah, that's near the end. Man, I'm going to tell you what. That is one of the best endings to a show ever. That last episode is off the fucking chain, though.
Go ahead.
Everything that you would want out of an action-packed show is in that last episode. It is great. It is some great TV. And speaking of American television, American cartoons and shit, it's top notch. And they actually they're getting ready to start the new one, The Legend of Korra, the new Avatar. I watched the new episode.
Korra, I might have seen that on. I thought I saw a commercial for that.
I think it's supposed to start today on Nickelodeon, and then.
Yeah.
But they had the first two episodes, I think, released on iTunes. We caught the first episode on Amazon Prime, which I'm about to cancel that shit. That shit was whack. I like it. It's pretty good. It's different. The feel of it is completely different than Avatar. But this is like 70 years in the future or something.
Oh, so Aang's probably Aang's dead.
Yeah. And it has... one of Aang's sons, who was supposed to be supposed to teach her the air bending and shit.
So what bending does she start out with? She starts with a water bender. Oh, she starts as a water bender.
Well, when they showed her, I don't want to waste it, but when they showed her as a kid, like she already knew earth bending, air bending, and water bending as a little kid, just as an avatar. So she was on it.
So why does she need him?
So she could teach airbending.
You said she
did. She know firebending?
Was it firebending?
I think it was. It must have been firebending.
Oh,
yeah, because she threw fire in the air and then she put it out, doused it with water. It was funny. It's a good show, though. I think I'm going to like it.
I like
it. And from my understanding, it's only supposed to be like 2 seasons.
They're already done.
They won't go overboard with it, I guess. But I kind of like that idea when you have like, this is the story. This is how many seasons it's going to take to tell this story. You know what I mean? Instead of just making shit, just dragging it out.
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball in general.
I hate that shit. Dragon shit out. It's nonsense.
Bleach.
Yeah. Apparently, Witch Call is supposed to come to an end soon, though.
Is it?
Naruto Uzumaki.
Good God. I've given up on Naruto. I'm watching
it. I can't. Once it ends, I might go through and just watch all of the main episodes of it just to. But.
Cut out the fluff.
You know, I just want the main shit. So I don't want storyline shits. None of that fliffer, fluffer, fluffer, duffer. I might do the same thing with Bleach, too. But man, that just takes too long.
If I look at everybody, I say everybody dies.
Huh?
Everybody's gonna die.
And what?
Naruto.
Says who?
Naruto's gonna die. Sasuke's gonna die.
Oh, fuck. Everybody's gonna die.
Man. Everybody's gonna die. The ending is gonna be he's gonna be dead, and he'll have his little face up on the wall of dead people, and then the wind's gonna blow through a tunnel, and he's gonna say, what's his catchphrase?
Nani. Nadia!
What is his catchphrase? I'm so glad. I blocked it out of my head.
Believe it?
Believe it or not.
Something like that?
I think it is believe it. I hate Naruto. He's the most annoying.
What are you doing? Get out of here. Alright.
Peace and chicken grease. Peace and chicken grease.
What the hell is that?
She's starting to beat me up.
Good.
Physical violence. That gets violence.
Let us get into some mail. Since you think the show is dying, let's have the community help us out here. And we have an email, and this is from Disturbed Poppy.
Oh, he's so disturbed.
Thank you, Disturbed, for being disturbed. Like a poppy.
Like poppy seeds?
Poppy like, hey, yo, Pops, what up, Pops? Ah. How you doing, Pops? What you can do, huh? Pops. And it says, what's up, Staccata and Ya? Great job on the podcast to date, and keep it going. I have many questions. I'm hoping you guys can help.
Go with it, guys.
Hey, if we can't, we got this thing called the internet. You know? We'll fuck it up. Matter of fact, let me move the mic up here so then I can bring the keyboard out over here and then we can use the internet. First question from Mr. Poppy. God of War, have you heard any news at all?
Like new news?
Yes.
As far as the series?
Yes.
Now, I heard the series technically ended, then they moved it to the PSP and had a few extras. I haven't heard anything new.
From my understanding, they were working on a new God of War and it's supposed to be PS4.
So then technically it didn't end.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be like the end of Kratos' story.
Oh, they're going to move God of War to another character, you're saying?
Yeah, it might be. One speculation is, I think on one of the PSP games, he comes into contact with his brother. And there's this whole thing with his brother. So one of the speculations is God of War 4 might be dealing with his brother or something. Or it could just be a whole new... You know what I would like to see? If they did a God of War 4, change the whole mythology of it. Don't even use like the Greek
go somewhere else.
Gods and Zeus and all that shit. Go to a completely different, maybe, I don't know, maybe some Ragnarok-y type of shit or something. Like some, but that is Zeus, isn't it? The Vikings and shit, don't they do Zeus?
Oh, you mean like the Viking Thor mythology.
I think that is all Zeus's. So where the fuck else could they go to? African mythology? I don't know. What kind of super crazy people?
Kratos trying to stop a plane from flying into a building. That'd be awesome.
Wow.
He's flying, going in with his sword, and he's cutting off the wings.
Let's see. You could do...
killing all the people anyways.
American mythology? It could be like God of War.
Christian mythology.
Christian.
With like God of War versus Jesus. God.
It's like rampaging against God.
Healing everybody.
You will not harm that man. That's the game. That's God of War 3. You just walk around with Jesus healing people.
And you gotta stop it.
Creating fish.
You gotta stop it.
It's like, what's going on?
He's turning water into wine.
And you have to cease all of his. So you work for Satan.
Yes.
In God of War 4.
Yeah.
And you're trying to create havoc because Jesus is causing unhavoc.
Yeah, it's got to be a balance. He's throwing the balance off because Jesus lost his mind.
Or you could do God of War Buddha.
Just not do nothing.
You just sit there.
Maybe douse yourself a little bit.
It's like, how long can you meditate in front of the PlayStation Eye?
True.
If you just sit still, you beat the game. You got to sit still for 20 years.
And if you fail, you got to douse yourself with gasoline, light yourself on fire.
Or you could do God of War Islam. Which would be what? I'll let you take this one.
No comment. No, seriously, I don't know.
I don't know.
God of War atheism.
That's not a God of War, then.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait, so you're an atheist who's trying to destroy people's belief in God?
Yes.
So you're literally trying to destroy God?
Yes.
But then if you're trying to destroy God, that means you believe in God, which means you're not an atheist.
Are you proving
which
God
is the plot twist in the game?
Yes. You are trying to prove there is no God by killing many people and saying if there was a God, he'd be protecting you right now. Slaughtering all types of people.
Atheist God of War.
And at the end of the game, he never helps.
Yeah. Or you could do like Jehovah Witness God of War, and then it would be your job to just walk around and knock them on people's doors. this whole section should be edited out.
and no pamphlets.
But no, that's what I, my understanding. And most likely, I mean, this generation is revving down, whatever. It's coming to the end. You know, if not by next year, in the next couple of years, we'll see new systems out there.
Which is
so
sad.
All those franchises, I don't think they'll waste those franchises on this generation.
Sad.
But if you have to think, though, at the end of most console generations is when some of the best games comes out because they've been able to destroy the technology. So we might have some good stuff coming out. You may hate the gaming industry now, but these last couple of years, there might be some stuff coming down the pipeline that'll finger your fancy.
No, and I'm not the only person that feels that way. A lot of people feel like this is just not a good game. And it's sad. I mean, Nintendo had a long lifespan. Just talking about the regular Nintendo. Game Boy had a long lifespan. Sega, Master System, and all the other ones. They have long lifespans. This one's about to be over already.
It's pushing about 10 years, ain't it? When did this come? When did the...
You couldn't tell me from the
2000...
You know what's sad? You couldn't tell me that from the PS3 library of games. You couldn't tell me it's been out that long, that short little library.
They have a...
No, they don't. Look at the PS2 library. And then compare it to what the PS3 got, it'll probably take up two shelves.
Yeah, but that's different because you have to think the market was completely different back in the day.
Yeah,
because
the market is just shooting games.
It ain't even about that. It's about back in the day. Who did the PlayStations and shit really have? Xbox came in later on, and that just kind of died out quickly as they prepared for the 360 and shit.
Joke.
And, Dreamcast got melted away by, the PlayStation?
Which was sad.
PS2 or whatever.
I was sad.
Honestly, I'm going to be real quick. Hold up. Dreamcast was not that great of a system.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it was.
That shit was not that great.
I think it was.
Everybody is all giddy and happy about the Dreamcast shit. Them games were not that sweet. Now, was it one of the most advanced systems? Yes. Was it one of the systems that probably foretold the direction that gaming was going to go into, kind of ahead of its time?
Yes.
Yes, I will say that. But, I mean, as far as just the games and shit that it had, it wasn't that special.
Because it didn't have a good run. It didn't have a chance to become special.
People act like it was just the greatest machine ever.
I don't think it was. I like the Dreamcast. I think the Dreamcast has some of the best technology, almost like the Neo Geo of its time, if you want to call it that. But the library was not all that great.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes a system. It doesn't matter how great your system is if you don't have any super great games. I mean, they had, don't get me wrong, it was fun games, but it wasn't nothing that I understand why people go all hellish crazy over the shit.
I think they should make another Dreamcast. They need to make another Dreamcast. Sega needs to try one more time.
I don't think they can.
Come on, Sega.
I don't think they can.
Come on, Sega.
Now, I heard that Valve, the people who made like Left 4 Dead and all that shit, I heard they're supposed to be working on some type of console thing or something. I don't know exactly what it is, but I mean, it's a hard market to crack into. You know, being a console creator. I mean, you have certain things who kind of do a niche audience, like the on live and shit. But that's different because it's kind of caters to the PC-esque audience almost. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's it found a niche that the other companies aren't really super deep into yet. Like, you don't go out and buy them. You just stream the games and play them, so it's kind of right at your fingertip.
I don't like that idea.
But, I mean, for people who don't give a fuck about owning a product, for people who don't want to go out and buy at a store and buy no shit, you know, they don't want to sit and wait for things to come in the mail. They just want to play some games, and, you know, it works for them. It's a good product for them. You know what I mean? And since on Xbox and all these other systems, not everything is available like that. Not saying everything is available on live, obviously it's not, but, you know, for those people who enjoy their gaming in the future style as opposed to the now style, it works.
I was about to say something about, I forgot what it was. I think it was about the DS or something like that.
Go.
Kind of trying to think what I was about to say about now. Or handheld consoles in general.
I want to get a DS because I want to play. Remember, what was the game? The History or something? Where you had it was the action RPG and you had to collect all the characters.
Suikoden?
No, it was a different one. It was.
It was for the DS?
No, it was for PlayStation 2.
What does that have to do with the DS? You said, I want a DS.
No, because they came out with a sequel? Kind of sequel-esque game
on the DS
for that game.
For the PS2. Keep talking to me.
It was called History, Legend of History.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I know what you're talking about.
Tales of Historia.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Something like that. I don't know.
Poor DS.
Did you figure out what you were talking about?
No, here it is. Oh, go. It had nothing to do with DS.
Go.
Now, I don't know if anybody else has a gripe with this, but you know, I've heard that there are certain games where when you purchase the game, like the physical disc and all that, the game is solely supposed to be an online game. In order to actually play the game, you have to get online to a server.
Right.
Now,
DRM.
When the server eventually, because they will eventually go down, you got nothing. You can't even play the game.
Yeah, but the point of that is if nobody's playing the game, that's when they take the servers down.
Yes, but then you should still. I still want to have a game to play. There should be some sort of thing. I don't care if it's 5 hours long. I don't care if there's just random stuff to do in a game. I don't know. No.
But then that comes because
that $60 turns into zero.
But that comes down to
zero.
Your choice. You have a choice though. You don't have
zero.
To. There's a game that comes out that is only online. Online multiplayer only. You have a choice to. You're not forced to purchase that game.
Of course, you're not forced to purchase the game.
Exactly.
You buy
so
a
then
game,
why?
If you buy a game, okay, should be some single player content.
Why?
On there. Or you don't take the
just
server.
Because?
You don't take the server down.
Just because?
You don't waste my $60. Yes, just because.
You don't even play the game anymore.
I don't care. I never even played Mad. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying in general.
What's in general?
What game did you buy that they take the servers down on?
They didn't?
That they have or are going to.
I don't play anymore.
Whoa! What is this?
I don't play online games.
What is this, sir?
What? Huh? I don't go online games.
So you're arguing about something that doesn't even. What's the argument then?
Argument is you don't just take somebody's money, make them pay $60 for a game. Okay, down the road, it's worth nothing.
They didn't take somebody's money.
Yes, they did. They took it.
Somebody they trade it. Just it was like, a barter. Just like, give me just like money, Capcom. I give you product.
Just like Capcom and all those other greedy little bastards.
If that's a problem, don't buy the game. It's just that simple.
I'm not buying them.
Don't buy the product.
I'm not buying them. I'm never
don't
buying
buy the product. So I'm not the fact of the matter is, every single player game doesn't need multiplayer. Every
yes,
multiplayer
does.
Game doesn't need single player.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So Final Fantasy should have a multiplayer.
Hell yes.
Fuck out of here.
Hell yeah.
It don't even make any sense.
Oh, yeah. We call Final Fantasy 11 massively multiplayer, and that bullshit of a Final Fantasy 14 game that quote unquote got revamped.
Have you ever played the revamp?
I can't.
Why not?
I won't have a computer run that type of graphics.
Get a computer, damn it.
I'll pay a fucking
$1,000. Oh, yeah. I had a guy, he was at the thrift store, and he was, I guess he fixed his computer, so he gave me a little flyer. He had a laptop for like, he had a desktop for $150 with Windows 7, and he had a laptop for, I think he said it was $250 or $350 or something. I think that was running Vista.
What HP was it?
I don't know what it was. I got the thing. I have to look and see.
Fucking HP, man.
I have to look and see what it was. I think I have the flyers right here somewhere. Let's get up in these questions. Second, if a new God of War comes out, do you think Sony will kill off Kratos and spin a new series off his brother? We kind of dealt with it a little bit. Will they kill Kratos? I think Kratos is dead. If not dead, he'll be an irrelevant character.
He'll be done with whatever he does, and then he'll walk into the sunset, and then...
If anything, I think what will happen is Kratos will become the new bad guy that they have to kill.
So much disrespect and so little...
So thing. His brother will hunt and have to destroy Kratos. You know what I mean? What are you doing?
I'm not.
Oh, great googly moogly. People have invaded the studios.
On this...
Ever. I don't know. Are you a God of War even guy? Do you like the God of War series?
I played the one on PSP.
How'd that go?
It was pretty fun.
Pretty fun.
It's the PSP controllers just, oh, God have mercy.
Well, that's why you get to beat it.
That little nub that they call an analog stick. Jesus Christ.
That's why you get the Vita. Question third. Have you heard any rumors or news about Sony wanting to make a God of War movie? I've heard on and
off about that.
That they keep talking about doing a God of War movie. I think at one point they were at the script stage, but it wasn't turning out good. It seems like they have a hard time turning any game franchises into movies.
See, now here's my problem. If they were to do a God of War, if they were to kind of go off the game, it will almost certainly be so close to that,
Titans?
Was it the Revenge of the Titans, or the one that just came out? It'd be so, like, linear to that. Of course, the story might be different, but just the way they did it might not be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to take a totally different approach to it, so
take
it wouldn't be...
liberties of the writer of the movie.
So they would have to maybe end up putting Kratos in another different situation other than battling with the gods.
But would it be... the premise is kind of the same. But, I mean, Kratos is his own story. Because, if you think about it, you could kind of say that Kratos is very different in attitude, but very similar to what Hercules the Legendary Journey was. Mad at the gods, he's going to go around busting shit up until he can bring them down. You know? The only difference is Kratos was an asshole, Hercules was a nice guy. Same shit, though, you know?
Kratos loved him some women.
That's the only thing I didn't like about Hercules the Legendary Journeys. And he wasn't hitting all them bitches that was coming after him.
Saving himself for Xena.
Sorbo. I did!
You know what I'm saying? Boy, la 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 la.
Okay, fourth. With the new Medal of Honor coming out later this year, how do you think this game is going to suck donkey dick like the last one? Did you even play the last one? No, I didn't play Medal of Honor.
God, I do not like that series.
Because it's fucking
ass.
You know what? If you're going to come out the gate, right? Like, you already got Modern Warfare 3, right? You already got Battlefield.
Fuck them.
Why would you come out the gate trying to do the same shit? You needed to come fresh. You didn't come fresh. To me, everything you did just looked generic as fuck.
It's all lies.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was absolutely nothing about that game that was even remotely interesting.
Isn't that a little
honor to when it did the parachute premise at one point?
I don't fucking know.
The point is you start the game and you come flying up a fucking parachute. And I don't even know if every single time you died, you came off a parachute. Like, I think I played a demo of that once. I was like, nah.
I don't know. If they have a demo of Medal of Honor, I won't play it. Bam!
Medal of Honor is not a good series.
Won't play it. Now, the new shit, no. I don't know, because honestly, no. I have no interest in the new shit either. Nope. So I haven't even played any attention to it.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Nope. So, if they... I'll check it out. I'll see what it's about. You know? If they come out with some fresh shit, maybe it might be worth a try. You know?
The only reason Medal of Honor is even... I mean, not Medal of Honor, but Modern Warfare is even a popular game is a bunch of bullshit. Because it's supposed to be realistic. Because it's taking place in what's really going on in the world. Because the kids ain't got balls enough to join the army and go do it themselves. I said it. I'm not taking it back.
Let's see here. We got a trailer.
Let's watch this bullshit trailer of Medal of
13
garbage.
Minutes here already. If he's here, he's got to show himself, don't you think?
No.
This is what he said in the trailer.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read this part. At least T's good. Remember the place in Jacobadabad?
Wait, here we go.
That's you.
I can't tell, dude. I can't hear
you. Is that Orga? Yep.
No earphones, remember?
What? Here we go. They're in a desert Arabian area looking place.
Oh, so we're in desert. Okay, guys.
It says Medal of Honor.
I feel like he's Arabian voice. Where's
that's
it? You can get some gameplay.
That was
play?
It?
Where's
the
gameplay?
What the fuck
play?
Was that?
What's the new?
What the fuck was that?
What's the new one called?
What the fuck? I don't even fucking know. What is that? Medal of Honor Warfighter. Let's go to the actual
this must
website.
Be it. This must be it.
Let's go to the website.
We're in
the
United
we
States.
In the United States.
Into
my
your
birthday
is
January 1st, 1936.
You're old man.
I am old as shit.
Watch the new gameplay trailer. Here we go.
Watch the new gameplay trailer. So here we go.
Let's watch this.
Nobody can say we were just talking shit for no reason.
Here we
let's
go.
Watch it. We got 1 minute and 35 cents worth
it
of trailer.
It contains content appropriate for children.
Mm-hmm. Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Frostbite 2.
Global terror.
There we go. Global terror and
Yemen.
Killer
Bosnia,
Army. Bosnia. Somalia.
Pakistan.
Obviously, they have a problem against minorities
Isabel
already.
Bosnia.
They're racist.
Oh, the strong white man.
Our explosions.
Running.
I'm pretty sure that's the same music from Battlefield 3.
Okay.
I shot a guy in the head.
Wow.
Stuff is falling. People with guns shooting people, hostages, explosions.
This is Modern Warfare 3.
Shooting, shooting,
this is Modern
shooting,
Warfare.
Shooting, shooting, go, 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 shooting. Arm fell off. Sector 12 is hit.
Is that the Tommy gun?
Go, move.
He's in a boat.
Boats. I'm pretty sure it's the same boat from Modern Warfare 3. Yeah. So basically, they watched Battlefield 3, watched Modern Warfare 3, and it took the ones that they thought were the best of each of them.
Dispatchnik.
Oh, okay, so you get to jump around maybe to different...
Strike first on day one, U.S. Navy SEAL Sniper. Pre-order for a 40-hour tactical head start. Medal of Honor. Warfighter.
No, thank you. Limited edition. No, thank you at all.
I don't play first-person shooters anyways. But
I'm perfectly fine.
If I were to play a first-person shooter,
yeah,
it'd probably be another Resistance. It wouldn't
be
that
shit right there.
It wouldn't be this. At least Resistance... You know what? It kills me... Their Resistance try to do something different. They get no play. But you keep getting bullshit like this. The same game rehashed over and watch this make tons of money. And get us damn sequel.
I don't think it will.
Moon Honor. Warfire.
I think it's generic as fuck. I think it's generic. We know what they should have did.
What?
They should have went to the future.
Yeah.
It should have been Medal of Honor, Planet, Mars, Space, Battle, 2025, Cleopatra, 2025.
Yep.
Is what it should have been. They should have had mech robots like pew 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 pew. They don't even have real bullets. They should have had laser bullets. Pew 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 and shit like that. That's what they should have did. I'll play that.
Medal of Honor. It should be Medal of Honor. Future blue. Future blue.
Okay. Future blue.
For the space.
Space is black.
They're blue because the sun. Because they're going up into space. Because all the stuff takes care in the stratosphere. Because technically you're going into space, but you don't make it there. There's a rocket that goes up and trying to send people in the Earth. And then some Pakistanians, no, let's call them, what they are, going to go to Iraqistan. And the Iraqistanians are going to shoot a missile and shoot the rocket down. And so that's where the blue comes from. So it's Metal Honor, Future Blue, Electric Boogaloo. What do you think? I think it would make money.
Okay, let's continue on.
No, you will not ignore me.
That's it for now. Thanks for everything you guys are doing for the community. I love the system discriminate. I love to system discriminate because the Xbox is one big piece of smelly shit. Fuck Microsoft while I'm going down this path. Thanks. And that is Disturbed Poppy. Thank you for helping us out this week by giving us some topics to go through. We appreciate it.
You talk about Microsoft,
the system discrimination, huh?
You know, if you want to be real about why Microsoft and, let's say, the Xbox being popular, it's because it's an American-based product.
And support America. Support the American products.
Red Ring of Death? What about that?
Well, you see that
I support Japan.
The thing about the Xbox, you know, we'll talk Xbox later. We were playing Gears of War, but this is the only thing that we've played on the Xbox is fucking Gears. We just started that like a couple weeks ago, and I don't even think we're off the first level of that shit.
No.
So it's like, you know, we really haven't touched it. But I do want to, it's hooked up now. So I am going to start doing some videos like we've done videos on the PS3. I'm going to start doing some videos for the Xbox. Going, I think a lot of them will probably be more so geared toward some of the indie games, some of the smaller games, as opposed to the larger stuff. Because with the larger stuff, you kind of go anywhere and get a glimpse of those. You know what I'm saying? Like, but some of the smaller things might need more promotion. Some of the smaller things where people probably don't really get a good look at them, I think I'll probably focus more on those titles dealing with the Xbox. You know, because most of the big titles, you know, they're cross-platform anyways, and like I said, they'll be out there heavy. So,
Xbox, I'd love to see Microsoft make a handheld, because I just want to see what asinine system they'll make after that. Maybe you'll get like the red dot of death. You know, like Eric Trick got that little red green light that tells you the battery on, except when you get the red light of death and he just blinks. Try to click that shit. Everybody throwing their stuff against the walls and stuff because Microsoft's a bunch of punk asses.
Great googly moogly.
Dude, we are so not getting an award for this. Like, you know, no, Pulitzer.
None of the people like us. None of the. All right, let's see.
Worst hosts.
Let's see. We got further assistance from the community. This is from Mr. John O'Fane.
Talk to us. Talk to me.
Mr. Maximus Prime. Cool ass cat. Make sure when you get back on the Twitter, you add it. I want people to be added, but you know, Max.
I added a few people on there. It might have been one of them. I'll double check when I get back.
So one of the things he gave us that we should talk about is Sony cutting 10,000 jobs and focusing on games. Now, more to this.
Explain to the people what they mean by cutting 10,000 jobs. And what was the other part?
Focusing on games.
Focusing on games. What does that mean?
Basically, they are in the hole. If I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's about $1 billion. They're lost. They did horrible.
In what?
And just I'm thinking this is not just the gaming portion of the company. I'm thinking it's the entire company. They did bad. They're doing bad. And you know, whenever a company goes bad like that, it's the little guys that go first. Mm-hmm. So 10,000 of them are gone. All
right.
Now, they're focused on games, which I think basically what they're going to do is they're going to try to get more product out there, more first-party products. It's kind of a double-edged play because that's the only thing I can think of. You know, if your focus is going to be on games, you can't control what other studios third-party studios are going to do and shit. You know what I'm saying? But you can control what's coming out of your studio and the frequency that it comes out. You know what I'm saying? So, more games.
Hold on.
That's, I mean, what can you do? More games.
So Sony is $1 billion in debt.
Not in debt, but they're, you know.
Revenue dropped a billion?
Yeah.
Ouch. That's a lot of damn money.
It's a lot of money. But you got to think these past, they've dealt with the earthquake. They've dealt with the hackings. The product hasn't really been coming out. PlayStation Move is not a hit. Which, last night, I edited the PlayStation Move video, so I'll be trying to put those up either today or tomorrow. It's just so much to do, and I still have to edit Disturbs Poppy's community spotlight video. So I'm getting around to everything slowly but surely. I'm getting around to everything.
Which, once Youth Man gets it together, he's supposed to be one taking care of all this.
Well,
he was the guy. That was the guy.
Drop
the ball.
That'll be the street when it comes to when it comes. We need more PSN titles. I think the PSN is failing.
Yeah, it is.
There's some cool stuff on there, but the amount of studios that are out there, there could be way more stuff on there. They need to increase the frequency that they're bringing the PS2 games over.
Yep.
They need to increase the frequency and the amount of the PS1 games over.
Yep.
They need to dig down into the PSP library, transport some of those games over.
Yep.
Hate the PSP or not, they have some very fine titles.
That's some good games.
Bring that shit to the PS3. And I think all that shit is playable on the Vita, but bring it to the PSP. And another thing is, they've already said before that they weren't going to invest as much in the next generation console as they did in this console, and I think that's going to stand. I think what they're going to do is they're going to bring out better hardware. I still stick by my belief that the next system is basically going to be the PS4 is going to be Vita 2. Okay? They're going to go for a smaller system, a portable system that can do everything that a next generation console can do. Okay, you save money. I think that if I remember correctly, when it first launched, you know how some of the sites do the hardware breakdown of the devices, mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that they were making money off of the Vitas being sold.
Okay.
Like the Wii was making money off of the Wii's being sold.
The Wii was making money.
And I think that's going to be their goal for the PlayStation 4. They're going to make that system so that's powerful enough, but for every PlayStation 4 sold, they need to make money. I also think that they'll probably start to implement an Xbox Live type of thing.
Sony needs to talk to Nintendo, figure out what they're doing wrong. Because Nintendo are the masters at marketing their things and making money off products. Not just games, but their hardware. They are the masters. Like, you can learn something from Nintendo when it comes to selling things, getting things out there.
But see,
is the bomb when it comes to that.
The thing about Nintendo, they do have good marketing, but most of their marketing was just behind selling the system, and not. I don't think it was about selling. I think for them, I think they felt, okay, a lot of people who buy the Wii, casual gamers, they're going to go out and play party games, okay?
Sure.
Most of the hardcore people, they're already going to buy Zelda, they're already going to buy Mario, they're already going to buy Metroid. So I think most of their stuff was pushing hardware. They don't really give a fuck about the software.
They did a good job of doing.
They did, yeah. They sold a shitload. You know what I mean? And I think, I don't know, Sony's got a lot of digging they got to do. And their marketing is fucking horrible. They suck. They do not know how to stand by their products worth shit.
Microsoft don't even try.
It's like the first sign of them thinking that something is not doing good, it's like they just abandon that shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like right now, I should be able to turn on the TV and see Move games.
Yep.
And my thing is, if your company, your first party companies aren't going to support the Move, why the fuck would anybody else put their money into that?
That's what I don't understand. That's what I didn't understand. For me to actually find out the Move's even on sale, I had to get online. You know what I mean? To the internet browser,
mm-hmm.
And it just happened to pop up. Like, you didn't even advertise it on TV at all. Anything. Like, what the fuck?
Like, you know when you turn on a system and it has the little different squares of the news and shit?
Yeah.
Why wasn't it on there?
I didn't even see it on there.
Why was that not one of the main things to try and sell that product?
I wasn't known about it.
And why is it that every fucking month, every couple of months, there should be at least one or two new move titles on the shelf for people.
Yes.
Okay? First party move titles. Okay? Every fucking couple of months or some shit, there should be a schedule. Every 3 or 4 months, there should be a new fucking first party title
drop. Why is there no Monster Hunter for the move? Explain to me. Why? Well, you got Monster Hunter for the PSP.
Right.
All these ones you got.
The Vita. I think the Vita one may have came out or may be coming out in Japan.
The fucking Wii had a Monster Hunter with the Wii remote.
The fucking Wii had a Monster Hunter.
Yes.
The fucking Wii had a Monster Hunter.
And y'all telling me y'all got this so-called one-to-one technology.
Better than the Wii.
And y'all assholes still can't bring a Monster Hunter.
Didn't connect, apparently.
And they can't do it.
Where is it at?
Where's the titles?
Fuck, man. This is their constant failure, okay? When the PlayStation I came out, they dropped like 10 games and then just abandoned the shit until the Move came about. So it's like, what is the point of even wasting the money on that shit?
I did.
In cases like that, you deserve to be in a hole. Not even from a customer standpoint.
Oh, for them.
Because the customer's always going to want a new experience. You know what I'm saying? This long into it, the Move comes out, Kinect comes out. It gives you a fresh way to play your games. You're going to want to delve into that. You're going to want to try that out. You know what I'm saying? But from the developer standpoint, from the company standpoint, if you're not going to support the product, why even fuck with it?
Because they're greedy. Because companies are greedy. I'm telling you, man, they're greedy. All these companies are greedy nowadays. It's all about profit. They're not even willing to try to take a loss or even try to invest into something. As soon as they see the first sign of something not going right, they want to drop it.
But that's the thing. Once you abandon your shit, you're already... It's a lost cause.
That's them.
You wasted your money. It's like THQ and shit with the draws you draw or whatever the fuck they had. You know, they made up a million of these things that didn't sell shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with them, it wasn't their fault. They actually tried to market and shit. Mm-hmm. It just didn't push. It just didn't sell.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at least they put the push behind it and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It said it didn't work out, but at least they put that push. But with Sony and shit, I mean, even with Kinect, every time I turn, every day, I see a Kinect commercial.
Yeah, I do too. I do see a lot of Kinect.
For something.
Yep.
You know, if it's not Kinect fucking Zumba, you know, it's something. You hear about the Kinect. You know the Kinect is doing stuff. The Kinect isn't that much more of a success to me, but...
At least they try.
Yeah, they're trying to push it. They're keeping it out there. Yeah. They're keeping it going. I don't know when's the last time I've seen a Move
commercial. I've never seen a Move commercial.
Commercial.
The last one I even remembered, I'm going to be honest, remember seeing was the one where I think the dude was playing Killzone. Was it 3 or 2?
Probably 3.
It was 3. Yeah, and he had the sniper gun. He had a little doll on the back of him.
Yeah.
Now, how many fucking years was that? Like 1 or 2?
And then, I mean, honestly... When is the last time how often do you see PlayStation commercials in general? And it made me wonder if...
Never.
Because of the success of PS1 and PS2, if at the launch of PS3, aside from certain points, holidays and stuff, that they were just banking on that faithful consumer.
Yep.
That they wouldn't have to do that marketing.
Nope.
We don't have to waste... millions and millions of dollars on marketing because they're just going to go out and buy it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Sorry,
and that's kind of like Capcom is kind of the same way.
Capcom's my ass.
You know, like how many commercials did you see for Asura's Wrath?
None.
You know what I mean? Like all these games that they come out with, you other than Street Fighter and some of those real mainstays, you don't see any marketing for their product.
No, you know what?
It's crazy ill.
You know what? Pull up something real quick. I want you to pull up, I think it was for the game, the original Game Boy, the Zelda rap. Okay, Zelda rap. I believe it was for the Game Boy, if I'm not mistaken.
Game Boy Zelda rap.
Now, this is kind of corny.
Let's see if they can hear it.
Now, let me explain something. Nowadays, you won't even get anything near those type of commercials we had back in the days. You'll probably get somebody talking about the game. You'll get this little bit of footage in the background you can't even see. You'll get the logo come flying across the screen, and that's it. Sony.
Because, you know, if you did this nowadays, you get fucking Bill O'Reilly. You have gangsters promoting your projects, killer Steves and black rapists.
These are
this is disgusting. You should disown them.
That's how you advertise a video game.
I like this. I like this. I like that. I like the Zelda rap.
Now, if you take that to any concept of any of the handhelds, consoles, or anything of when we were growing up, all of them had commercials like that. You couldn't turn the TV on a Saturday morning and not run the 50 video game commercials. Now it's like,
I don't know, man.
Wait a minute.
Sony is the worst at it, man. They are the worst.
Squaresoft, the latest one, Square Enix, did was, what, the Final Fantasy 13 2?
Yes.
That was the most recent one they did. Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, I mean, you'll see commercials for their big games, but even some of their smaller games. Well, like, okay, when they had the Full Metal Alchemist games out for the PS2, they did. I think they marketed those pretty well.
They did, yeah.
I think Square Enix is...
They try
a little bit, you know. Obviously, the bigger games get bigger push.
Yeah.
But they, you know, you'll know that their products are out there. I thought Wizard Call had a pretty good campaign.
Is it?
What was the one that just came out with? The first-person shooter came out some months ago, maybe last year. Is the remake. Everybody was playing that shit. Come on, with the bio guy, the robot, half-robot human guy.
You know about Deus Ex, are you?
Yeah, that joint. That joint. Deus. I thought that got promoted pretty good.
That's the one, Deus.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Here's
a theory, real quick.
Go.
10 seconds. Do you think maybe, you don't have to answer this now, maybe in the next podcast, do you think maybe it's the fact that we have the internet is such a huge thing now that they don't have to fuck with the TV commercials?
You think they're relying
on the internet, YouTube,
just to put their
Facebook,
shit out.
Twitter, and other things like that to promote them at a very more cost-effective way, and plus using other ones like GameSpot, IGN, and stuff. Maybe kick them $5,000, $10,000 here, promote our shit on the front page or run our trailers on here instead of coughing up millions to TV.
That game industry thing is a whole, the whole game journalist thing is a thing in and of itself, because it's like, it almost, we're dealing with that, I guess it's a whole other thing. How much does that money equate to score type of situations and shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other topic. But yeah, you know, and I think that does have a part of it too, is that kind of internet word of mouth, well, not word of mouth, word of keyboard, whatever you want to call it. I think that is, that's part of it too, you know. But the thing about that is, most likely the people who are going to pay attention to that are the people who are already interested in it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? When you throw it on a TV, you're reaching an audience of people who, regardless of whether they have any interest in it or not, or will see it, you know? And that may spark some type of interest in it. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of things that I've saw where I was just like, I don't give a fuck about that when people talk about it. But then I might see a commercial for it, see a trailer or something, and be like, yeah, man, you know, could be all right. You know, most likely I'll probably still ignore it, but that's not the point. The point is it grabbed my attention. The commercial did what it was supposed to do. Yeah. But I think, that might... Definitely.
It's a very in-depth episode of Boom Podcast Rapping today.
Yeah,
Maybe we're being revived.
Yeah. So let's move on. Next question, or next topic, from Mr. Maximus Prime. Dragon Ball Z for Kinect.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like this idea, but they'll do it wrong.
Yes.
If I could play Dragon Ball Z, like... Put me on the fucking screen, like how Punch Out is, and just let me run around. Like, especially like if they did some shit where like they let me use my voice to like name my move, and then I could connect it with a certain position, You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure it'll be, if you go Hadouken style, they'll do a Kamehameha. And if you throw your hands in the air, you'll charge your guy up or some bullshit like that. But give me control over that shit. Let me make my own moveset. Mm-hmm. Let me make my own move names. Let me have my own character and shit. I think that shit could be fresh.
But I don't think they're going to do, I like to call, the third person perspective. I think what you're going to do is you're going to see the back of the character. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a bunch of just throwing fireballs and doing certain motions to do certain moves and maybe punch here and there and have your character punch on screen. It had a Dragon Ball game for, what was it for? I'm going to say it was for Main. They had that kind of the same setup like that where your character, you had the back position of the character and you were fighting whoever's in front of you. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're going to do with the Kinect. It's going to be full motion. I think that's where they're going to go for. I don't know. It could be a fighting game. I don't know how they would pull that off and make it good. Because I'm tired of Dragon Ball anyways.
They're going to fail at it like they failed at the fucking, the whatchamacallit. Oh, okay, well, here we got some video of it. And it looks kind of...
Just the way I said.
Just the way you said.
Just like I said it was going to be.
Perspective.
You're going to...
Punch, kick. They got the moves on the side. You can block
it,
and stuff.
Bam, son.
You know what? This might not be too bad.
See, now the one for the Main wasn't a bad game. It was fun. I mean, this one isn't like the back perspective, but you just the arms. Like, you're looking out the eye. First perspective.
Yeah.
But I pretty much nailed it, what they was going to do with it. Which doesn't make it a bad game. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's not really what we want.
And then my thing is also, is this going to be an adventure game? Or is this going to be...
Like a rail.
A fighter. Like a 3D fighter, but from a first-person perspective.
3D fighter from first-person
perspective. Or is it going to be on rails, like you said, where you kind of go from battle. Or even just a story thing, where you go through the story, and then you fight the battles, when the battles come up type of thing. You know what I mean?
That may be the
first time. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how it actually turns out. But, I mean... That could go either way. Just like with the Star Wars Kinect, that could have went either way. They went the whack way with it. Have you seen Star Wars Kinect?
Yeah, I've seen the commercial for that.
Yeah, like bullshit. Why would you not give me a first person lightsabers in my hands and just let me fuck some shit up? Let me fuck some shit up. That is where Sony and PlayStation could own. First person... Star Wars, then the fucking move thing makes sense. You hold it as your lightsaber. Dude. The little ball can switch colors depending on which lightsaber color you want. Dude. You know what I'm saying? You got the lightsaber in one hand. You got your fucking use your force powers with your other hand and shit. Shit, if you got two of the controllers, you get a little attachment where you can attach them on each end and have a dual lightsaber.
Taking too far out the box. Come back. Come back, I said. Come back, Cicada. Come to the box. It's a box.
Where's the Andromeda game for the PlayStation Move? Where's Captain Dylan Hunt on the PlayStation Move? Okay? Where's that where I could just pull my guns out, son?
Serbo's in retirement. Where's that? He's tired.
Kevin Sorbo on Twitter. Where you at, son, with the Andromeda game and Andromeda box set? Starhawk. Is it going to sell?
Dude, I got it.
Did you play the beta?
No.
I didn't like the beta.
Let me tell you why. I hate downloading games and then starting the game and having to do a goddamn update to the game as soon as I download it. I don't want to sit down. I didn't even do it after that. I was like, man, fuck it. If I decide to get up one morning and go to Dallas and go ahead and do it, then
start it up.
I'll go ahead and do that. But outside of that, I ain't got no intentions on playing it.
Yeah, and I think it'll do good. I think Starhawk and shit and Warhawk, I think it has a good enough following that people are going to want to mess with it. I don't think it's going to be a huge seller, but I think it'll hit, between 500,000 and a mil. I don't know. It just wasn't. I loved Warhawk. I don't know what this is. They took Warhawk and just tried to make it better. like you fly your thing and it turns into a robot and shit and all this other crap, and you can build stuff on the fly. Like you collect little points or whatever during the game, mm-hmm. and you can build sniper towers. You can build machines that'll give you a Starhawk machine thingy, trucks or whatever the fuck you could do. You can just build them off blast. You know what I mean? And I mean, all of it sounds good together, but the implementation of it to me just wasn't fun. I had no fun with that game at all. So it will sell. I'm not fucking with it, you know. And I don't know. I'm just the way that the game is set up. Like when I play Starhawk, I mostly like just playing, or Warhawk, I mostly like just playing the stages where I was in my Warhawk. I didn't like to go on foot. It seems kind of pointless in this game. Because most of the stuff that you do in the game revolves around your on-foot character, you know, being able to build the stuff and all that stuff. So if you take all that away and just are playing Starhawk and space shooting shit, I could just go buy a fucking space shooting game or go back and play Warhawk. So,
I don't know.
Max Payne 3, great or dated? Have you paid any attention to Max Payne 3?
No.
I have. You know, I think the franchise itself
is dated,
but depending on what they do with the game, it looks like they tried. It's a double-edged blade because it looks like they tried to bring the game up to more now standards, but at the same time, it almost seems like since that noir feeling of it is gone, they're kind of alienating the fans of the Max Payne universe, you know, because it doesn't really have that kind of detective.
What the hell is that game about?
He's a detective guy. People die.
I know he's
dies,
like family died on the
cops,
first one.
He's a drug addict guy or something. Old now. I don't fucking know, man. But it's
you played Metal Gear.
You know, it's one of those games. I think because of the company that it's with, it'll sell good. But I think it'll be forgotten. It's going to be forgotten once the next big title comes out. If there is going to be an online community on it, don't bank on that. It won't last long. But it might be a good game. You just have to wait and see what it comes out. It's one of those where it's kind of just a mediocre feeling all around about it. You know? So it's really not, I don't know. It's Max Payne. I mean, even the other games, I mean, they did good. They were good. People liked them. But it was never like, I don't feel like they had like huge fanfare or anything. So, you know, it's Max Payne. That's what it is. But we did start fucking with Gears of War. Get some Xbox talk in here finally. Like 50 years. Seen the look he just gave me. Look, I'm sorry. Look, I know a lot of people that listen to us, PlayStation fans, but fuck it. This is the Boom Podcast. We do not discriminate any system.
Well, is there anything we can even talk about? Yes, you didn't really get that far.
So far.
You ran up a boat.
I like it. I like the new bad guys that explode and shit and goo everywhere. I think they add a different challenge because you just can't walk up on them. They'll blow up and you'll die. You'll die.
Die.
You'll die.
Die.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Gears of War 3, I'm liking that. Yeah, that's all we did on the Xbox. It was Gears of War 3, so we'll have to come back to that later. Man, anything else been popping off, man? Anything been going down to the come down, to the come down, to the come round?
Not much.
Have you seen that G.I. Joe Renegades?
The one with The Rock in it?
No, not the movie, the cartoon.
No, wait a minute.
There was cartoon.
The one on Hub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that cartoon.
It's not bad. I like it. It was pretty good.
I think it was Pantera Down 2 was talking about it on the Twits.
It was okay.
And I liked it pretty good. Did you see the new I think it's Transformers Prime is the new one that comes on the
Transformers Prime. No, I didn't like that one.
You didn't like that one? I thought that was pretty cool.
They took it too kiddy. You think it's too kiddy?
You think so?
Starscream making jokes and stuff, act like a little biatch. Starscream is not a biatch.
Yes, he is.
Whoa.
He's a deceitful bitch. He always bitchy with Megatron, but then behind the scenes he'll be plotting some shit to try and kill Megatron.
Number one.
They have a very dysfunctional relationship.
Why is Megatron not transforming into a gun anymore? That has always upset
that
me.
Away from everything.
Like everybody else is exactly what they were, except for new car models and stuff. Except for Megatron refuses to turn into a gun.
What does he turn into in this one? Do you remember?
I can't remember what he turns into this one.
I don't know. I don't know why they took that away.
Why is he not a gun?
Because that was some of the dopest shit.
Like a bazooka now or a cannon or a...
Oh, well, I mean, that's cool. At least he's still a weapon. But like some of them...
No, he's not a weapon.
He's a fucking bazooka. That's a weapon.
No, I was saying he should be.
Oh, he should be.
A bazooka or some sort of cannon.
Who used to hold him when he turned into the gun? Who was the one? Was it?
Was it Starscream?
I don't think it was Starscream.
Soundwave.
I always thought it was Soundwave. Was it Soundwave?
Might have been Soundwave.
That's what I was thinking was Soundwave. They used to always have him. And Shuri's the fuck my fucking thing. As soon as he turned into the gun, Autobots retreat.
Oh, that was Megatron, shit's going, the shit's getting real. Oh, fuck this.
Autobots roll out. Don't run.
That's just funny.
They were like, I'm about to go pop the trunk, and then Megatron pop out and turn into a gun. Man, that would be ill if you could play in the game, you turn into the gun. Like, if you had multiple people. Oh, like, I think on the last game, you had three characters with you at all times. It's so like if he turned into the gun and then he just hops into one of the other dude's hands for like a little bit of time and shit and just blasting away.
He made Child Wolf.
Because
he had the cannon already. So he transforms into
it's
a
like a super gun,
just a doubly
just all
fuck your world
projectile
up.
Just to fuck you all down.
Oh, Megatron. And then they just ruin it. Everybody's a fucking jet.
Jet flying here and there and shit. That was the
those were not though. Good movies. I don't know why people thought those were good movies. They're not good movies.
You talking about the live action ones?
Yeah, Transformers. They're not good movies.
I liked the third one a little bit only because it was way more destruction and way more robot on robot action. It's robot porn on the third one. That's what was missing from the first two. Too much human shit.
Luscious.
And this one, it was all about destruction. It wasn't a great movie, but it's watchable. It's all about destruction. It's all about metal clanging metal and shit and people dying.
We want Unicron. We demand.
Unicron. I know. I hate what in the fuck do they make movies and they did like, what the fuck? Why would you make a Fantastic Four movie and not give me fucking, what's his name? The fucking Earth Eating guy?
Oh, Galactus?
Galactus, right? You know? Why would you give me X-Men without Apocalypse?
Yeah, like these are,
you know what I'm saying?
These
are like the like alphas. He's the most known dangerous guy.
Right.
But when you go for like that real sense of danger, you need Apocalypse. You need the four fucking X-Men movie with Apocalypse and the fucking Four Horsemen?
Yes.
What? How is that not in the fucking...
That is a series of movies
in and of itself.
Well, you could get 3 to 4 movies out of that just on the fucking horsemen and probably get a fifth one out of it with them fighting Apocalypse and losing to him.
Do you know
leave it on a cliffhanger.
That you could do with that? Oh my God, that's it. And you know how many other characters you could bring in from the X-Men universe? I mean, you fight Apocalypse and the Horsemen. You need help.
Bring the Marvel Cavalry into this. Just not the X-Men. Get Spider-Man.
The fucking
get
Avengers
Captain America. Yes,
you need them all.
You need to call DC up and say, Batman, you need to get
Batman
the fuck over here.
Look, dimension jumping.
Look, technically, I'm not Marvel. Look, this is fucking Apocalypse here. And there's Four Horsemen. I'm on my way.
Even if you want to go like DC, fucking Darkseid and shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm
saying? And Apocalypse team up.
And go over there and fuck some shit up. Crystal jumping through the dimensions.
Superman come flying. And Apocalypse, knowing what Apocalypse is, already got a fucking kryptonite force field around the shit. So as soon as he hits it, he dead.
Ah,
it wasn't even worth bringing him there.
And why the fuck do they make Superman movies and don't give him anybody to fucking fight?
No.
I like Lex Luthor. Don't get me wrong. He's a genius. He's ruthless. He's ill. But when it comes to him versus Superman, it's a battle of wits.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a battle of wits unless it's part of a larger scheme. Mm. Give me Lex Luthor teamed up with somebody else who's going to fuck Superman up in a fight.
Well, you see what happens when Superman gets into a fight with a real villain, gets his ass killed.
Back snap, dead. My heartbeat slowed down.
You got your ass whooped when you step into a ring with a real man.
And you know, this whole idea of a more real Batman universe, it's cool, but I want comic Batman in a movie. I want to see some ill, crazy shit from Batman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done with this realistic shit.
Yep.
Bring me some just crazy Batman shit that you can't do in reality.
I want to see the Joker like the Joker should be.
I want just, man, I want ill shit. Like, all this shit needs to be wiped off and just bring me some ill shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man.
Why? It's not fan service. See, they think just because they put a label of a famous video game superhero or comic strip or whatever they want to do on a movie, they're going to make instant money. But then they just forget about what the fans probably really want. And I bet half these motherfuckers probably even watched the show, picked up the video game, or even read a comic book to get any source material from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to we're going to have Megatron transform into a jet, even though he was a fucking gun.
And you know, that's one thing I'm kind of liking about the way that the new G.I. Joe movie is looking.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of some cartoon shit. You know?
Mm.
It reminds me of... It almost reminds me of the Renegades cartoon. Because in the Renegades cartoon, it's like just a small ragtag group. They're on a run. Same kind of premise where most of the Joes got wiped out. So you just have like The Rock and Bruce Willis and this small group and shit kind of on the run and shit. So, I like that. It makes me, when I'm watching it and I'm looking and I see Cobra Commander and shit, it feels like G.I. Joe.
Oh, he's actually on there?
Yeah. Feels like more G.I. Joe. I didn't hate the first one. Did you watch the first G.I. Joe?
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it. It was cool.
Good. It was good.
It wasn't G.I. Joe.
End of it kind of ruined it with the whole suit thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't G.I. Joe.
They could have just gave it a different name. Some, you know, whatever. Yeah, it wasn't G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
That's the problem with it.
It's like Snake Eyes.
G.I. Joe's a name and Snake Eyes and characters, but just the way it played out shit was not G.I. Joe to me.
They tried.
I mean, it was elements, but this one just looks more G.I. Joe. It looks ill. I want to watch this movie. You know what I mean?
The Rock from Marlon Wayans, what do you think?
I'm mad that they took Marlon Wayans out. I think he was good in the last movie. He was funny. He can act. It's not like he can't act. You know what I'm saying? They could have kept him in and put The Rock in as a different character.
You need The Rock's manliness. They need the muscles.
They do, but there's characters that they can have with muscle that The Rock can play without taking Marlon Wayans. Most of the people, from my understanding, were taken out.
That's weird. It is kind of weird to watch that, though.
Because you know what it was? I think people were bitching about it.
Because there's some...
Yeah, exactly.
I said it. No, because they are.
I'm not editing this stupid ass podcast.
Look, you don't have to edit. Look, we don't have to edit it. We just let it go up like the way it's supposed to be.
Edit as
raw
11,
and
11.
A charge. Raw
an hour
and
11
a
minutes.
Charge. You know what? How you like that?
Delete everything from 1 minute, 10 minute, 1 hour, 10 minutes to 1 hour, 12 minutes.
What about the Avengers movie? What about that?
At first I wasn't that interested into it, but seeing some of the more later trailers, it looks pretty cool. I think as long as these are movies where story is a setup for good action.
Yep.
Okay. Iron Man,
good.
You have your story.
Mm-hmm.
Thor, you get your story.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk, you get your story.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers, we want fighting.
Yeah. Okay?
We want fighting with a story that makes sense, that's palatable, that isn't just pure nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
A story that isn't just put there to make them fight.
Yep.
You want a good story.
Yep.
But we want to see the fight. This is why you have these people team up. Because you want to see a good fight.
I want to see a 2.5 hour movie, maybe 2 to 2.5 hours, where maybe the first 30 to 45 minutes is story set up. How they all got together, how the situation happens, and then from there on, I want destruction.
Fighting. Fight, death and fight.
I want a 10 minute break to catch my breath and eat some jujubes, and I want back into some more fighting.
And you see, and that was the dope part. That is the fucking last episode of Avatar. That first couple of things is kind of bringing the last part of that story together. And then from that point on, it's water, fire, death, air, destruction. Everything just blowing up. It's fun. You gotta watch that shit.
I don't watch that shit.
I don't know, man. It makes no sense to me how... Like, the Fantastic Four movies weren't horrible. Again, they're fine. But it's just so much that you could do with these things, big stories that you could tell versus these big characters that you just ignore. Why are you ignoring them?
Hold on, and didn't have a fantastic the second movie where the ice or the Silver Surfer
was there? Surfer.
Now that big glowing thingy that was coming
that
to
was
Earth.
Supposed to be.
How the fuck was that Galactus? Is that Galactus?
It was supposed to be.
How was what?
If you look, it's one scene where the gas is coming, and then you can see the shadow, and you can see, like, you know, he has the horn, whatever thing, whatever. You can, like, see his head, like a shadow of his head.
I want to see that.
But that's the deepest as they go into it.
That's just lazy
work. It's true. And my thing is, if you hinted at it like that, then do the next movie and go in with the Galactus shit. You know, come on, guys.
That's sad with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Has a better Galactus than this. Is Marvel vs. Capcom 3 that had the Galactus as a final boss?
I think one of those.
Earth destroying. Something. At least they try. You guys don't even try. You don't need to stop licensing y'all's movies out to these assholes that don't know nothing about y'all's video games and stuff.
With the bullshit.
God damn it.
They do. They want to bullshit with the bullshit. Now, is there anything, game, comic, that you want to see made?
Ooh. Dark Souls.
Dark Souls, the movie.
I think they could do a Dark Souls movie, make it good.
That's never gonna happen. But you know,
you said, but we would like to see.
I know. I'm just saying.
I would see a Dark Souls movie, even if it was a series of movies.
Do you think that they could ever do a good Mario movie?
No.
You think it's impossible? It could never happen.
No.
Like live action. I think they could do.
They could do animated.
An animated one, yeah.
Live action.
No. No, there's no way.
It'd be so much CGI and.
I mean, what if they did it kind of like how what was the movie with Johnny Depp, Alice in Wonderland? CGI the fuck up.
See, because Mario's about jumping and stomping, and the occasional bloop 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 with the fireball, maybe the extra powers. I just don't see it translating well to movie. There's too much going on in Mario. And this is way too out there in the fantasy of being able to translate to real. Like, these people just totally ruined the first Mario movie. Now, there was nothing about that movie that translated Mario. Into the Mario game.
Because the thing was, when I was reading about it, they were saying that there are scripts of it that held more true to the Mario world. But then as it came down the pipeline and the writers and directors switched hands, it just kind of switched into the bullshit that it ended up being. Got in a cardboard box. Hope you enjoyed that movie, though.
He's probably cussing you out right now.
Oh, shit. Then, man.
Even the dude, John Leguizamo or whatever,
mm-hmm.
He said he hated that movie.
It wasn't a good movie.
Because I think they were planning on doing a second one. Uh-huh. And I think they wanted him. He said, no, dude.
I wouldn't have did that shit either.
He said, I ain't doing it. He got common sense.
What about Metroid? What would you rather see, Metroid or Zelda?
See, Link doesn't talk. You don't make Link talk. And they can get somebody to play Link and not talk during the whole movie.
No, it's easy.
And then with the pointing.
This is how the fairy do all the talking.
Just, yeah.
You gotta give him Sprite.
What about in bed? Like, what if him and Zelda's getting it on? And then, wait a minute.
Because if they
like,
did Zelda.
Say my name, Link, and then you can't say nothing.
If they did a Zelda movie, I think it would be more. Most likely, it would be. Either kid Link, teen Link, as opposed to adult dark Link.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it would be more of a all family age type of Zelda movie.
No, you've got Nintendo.
As opposed to now, if they did like a Metroid, I could see them going more.
They would have to. Metroid's pretty
bad. It would still be PG-13.
It's really good with aliens, anyway.
It'd be more teenish, adult, young adultish.
What about a live-action Final Fantasy movie? Pick your choice. Any choice.
Based off of a game?
You know what? Because, let's face it, the games have some wild butt hair and stuff. Except for 13, the hair, nobody's hair was like...
Crazy.
Yeah, dramatic. They could pull 13 off if they wanted to get live-action with that. But it doesn't have to be based off a series. Just a Final Fantasy movie, but... It feels like a Final Fantasy movie.
I mean, that's basically like Lord of the Rings and shit. But we know different. The monsters are Final Fantasy based. The movesets. I think it would work for a Japanese audience to be translated to an American audience, but just released in America.
No, we ruin it.
I don't think it would go well with American audiences, and I don't think that I don't think it would do very well.
You know what it is? It's weird. I think American audiences are ungrateful. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Why do you say that?
When you destroy the whole... A lot of things, and I do a lot of research. I find out a lot of things sometimes that are released in Japan do a lot better is when they're released over here. Because it seems like Americans just always complain about something not being one way. Like the Spirits Within movie. Mm-hmm. Not Spirits. Is that the Spirits Within, the Final Fantasy one? Mm-hmm. They were complaining about that because it had nothing to do with Final Fantasy. It was Clown Strife and the characters from Final Fantasy and stuff. But that's not what they were going for. If you just take that movie from what they were going for, that was a good movie. Were there Final Fantasy elements in it, other than what, the crystals? I mean, not really. But, I mean, I could watch it and kind of think it was maybe a Final Fantasy movie. They could have named it something else, and it could have got away with it.
But then
Advent Children came out. I just don't feel that Advent Children was as deep as the other first Final Fantasy movie. Advent Children was fan service. And yeah. I feel like, I think you should put out a movie that's good. And if you can do fan service at the same time, that's all well and good. But I don't know. I just feel like Japan, they appreciate more out of the box ideas of people stepping out of the box and making something different, even if it's movie based or video game based. Whereas if Americans get that, first thing we're gonna do is start ripping into it. It's not this, and it's not traditional to that.
I don't want to say it makes them ungrateful. I just think it doesn't make the American audience
ungrateful.
When they want something, they want this. When they see Final Fantasy, they see this. So that's what they want. Spirits Within, to me, would be like Final Fantasy from the perspective of one of the side characters that you run into, like a main side character that you might run into on your quest. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking Final Fantasy Spirits Within would be fucking Final Fantasy VII after Cloud and them visited some scientific location, talked to the god lady, got some information, and the storyline picked up from her perspective of everything that went on.
It could have happened. We don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But that, and I think that's what it was, being more from the scientific, the relationship perspective of stuff, and the more spiritual perspective as opposed to sword fighting and all that shit. But again, like I said, I liked the movie too. I didn't think it was a good movie. You know, as a final, again, like, but kind of like what you were saying, but I feel like as a Final Fantasy movie, it did have some elements of it, but what you expect from Final Fantasy, it did not deliver. But it was a good movie. And then those elements that make it Final Fantasy, like you said, dealing with the crystals and stuff, and you know, it's still Final Fantasy. It's Final Fantasy. I don't know, man. But I think we have runneth our course. Mm-hmm. So let us say our goodbyes. I will say goodbye to all of our listeners.
Good day. I would like
to say goodbye to Kevin Sorbo. I would like to say goodbye to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I would only like to say goodbye to...
Here we're going to talk about some Pokemon racism next episode.
Pokemon...
A lot, there's some things in Pokemon that people are questioning as being flat out racist.
Like what?
Pokemon. So, we can save it for the next show.
Like what? Hold on, give me one right now.
Jinx. If you look up Jinx right now. Pokemon Jinx.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pokemon.
Oh. Now I want you to look at it. And what's the first thing that pops into your mind when you see this?
Is that the clown?
Damn.
Oh.
Now, this is the adjusted one that they did. The first Jinx they did was all black.
Alright, let's see.
If you can find the first...
Original Jinx?
Yeah, you can try to find Original Jinx.
Original Jinx Pokemon. Pokemon the Community Drew, let's see. Because that's the remade one?
That's the remade one. The blue is the remade one. And the reason was because a lot of people were complaining to...
Big lips, blackface?
Yeah. Right there.
This one?
That's the original Jinx.
Oh, but he just looks like a ghost to me.
See, now, I mean, you if you know, think of the hair, see. You think, okay, I think what people were, now this is what black people were doing. A black person was doing. They said, okay, skin color, black face, big lips, okay, hair, gray hair,
boobity
weave,
eyes.
Wig, like black people like to wear weave and stuff,
okay.
Fake hair, the gloves, you know how they used to do black face and have to wear the gloves, right. And stuff back in the day? The breasts, like Big Mama, like people figured Big Mama, the old woman with the big breasts and stuff like that. That's supposed to depict all black stereotypes into one type thing. Fake hair, black face, big lips, the gloves, and like that okay, big mama look, complex okay. of having the big breasts.
You know what the funny thing is? Looking this up, apparently we have
what?
We have found ourselves a racist website.
No way, we did?
Like many kids of the, this is just the post I'm reading from.
Okay.
Like many kids of the late 90s and early 2000s, I was obsessed with the card game and cartoon of Pokemon from Japan. Of the original 150 Pokemon, there was one called Jinx. Jinx looks like what would have been a voodoo mama got together with a gollywog. It was a pitch black in color with big bright pink slips, lips that would be used to smooch attacks against other Pokemon. When not attacking, it would sway its hips and say, Jinx Moi. Another Jinx attack was the Pokemon version of a Shiboom bitch slap. What the hell is a Shiboom bitch slap? Anyway, people got all pissed off because even the Japanese be racist.
Can't
now
racist,
Jinx
right?
is a dark purple color and her features have been downplayed, but she is still obviously a parody of the Negro. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say Negro.
E-R at E-R.
I'm posting this for anyone who's never heard of this Pokemon because they have lives, and to also point out how it was changed since I had not known about this original Jinx. And then they have a picture of Jinx in a devolved form. It says Jinx has a nigglet called Smoochum. Wow. So, yeah. Just interesting. I typed in Jinx and I got a racist. Everything
let me
is...
tell you something. I love. I swear to. No, okay. No, I'm sorry.
Now, Mr. Boba.
Come on.
Hey, I know Mr. Bobo from Dragon Ball.
This is what kills me about this shit. Y'all called Jinx out, but nobody said nothing about Mr. Bobo. Like, DBZ had Mr. Bobo for every shit. Season. It was all right.
Mr.
Y'all had a problem with Jinx.
Mr. Bobo. Hilarious.
Wow. I don't know how that one slipped the radar.
Is that racist? I don't know. I mean,
Mr. Bobo was racist. Come on.
Mr. Bobo.
You can't defend Mr. Bobo anyway. You can probably defend Jinx. But Mr. Bobo, you just can't say nothing. You can't really defend Mr. Bobo.
Oh,
that was some Japanese person was just like, I'm going to have a field day with these colored people today.
Well, here we are. Boom Podcast. Now 20% more racism. We out. Peace.
Mario.